Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 14th. The number of hate crimes committed in Colorado held relatively steady last year. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports in our Capitol coverage, groups working to prevent these crimes remain concerned.
Police responded to 106 hate crimes around the state last year. More than half of them were racially motivated. The number was flat compared to 2016, but some residents are concerned because the state hasn't seen the number of hate crimes drop over the last 3 years. The Colorado Anti-Defamation League's Jeremy Shaver says hateful messages continue to spread.
We've seen, banners with a white supremacist message being hung over I-25 near Colorado Springs, a group gathering in Civic Center Park in Denver just this last weekend holding a banner that had an anti-immigrant message.
Nationally, hate crimes were up 17% last year. A big portion of them was attributed to a rise in anti-Semitic attacks. I'm Scott Franz.
The Telluride Mountain Film Fest will be in Paonia Thursday night and Friday night at the Paradise Theater. According to its website, the Documentary Film Festival showcases nonfiction stories about environmental, cultural, climbing, political, and social justice issues that matter. One of the short films in the festival this year is called Felix and is about KVNF DJ Felix Belmont. Felix has been the longtime host of Stop Time, KVNF's Sunday show from noon to three, that plays big band music and music from the swing era. Felix was also in the news recently as he celebrated his 100th birthday. He is officially the oldest working DJ in the country. Felix Belmont stopped by the KVNF studio recently to talk about the upcoming Mountain Film Fest at the Paradise. And we're here in studio with Felix Belmont. Felix, why don't you just tell us a little bit about this Mountain Film Fest? They had one in Montrose last week, and now there's one in Paonia coming up.
Yes, they had one last Saturday, which was November 10th, I believe. And I attended it. It turned out that I was listed on the program. I was about fourth event on their program. And they played this little movie that's been made about me, the movie that shows me at home preparing for a show in KVNF, and then the second part of it is me at the board in the studio broadcasting Stop Time. What was interesting was that the pavilion was packed, and I understand it holds about 650 people. So after the film, the Master of Ceremonies called me up to the stage, and I was given an opportunity to, or I took the opportunity, let's put it that way, of telling the audience there about KVNF's new studio in Montrose, which we call Studio M, and I described how we had just about finished remodeling the building, and we were just about to install our broadcast equipment, and we hope to be operational there sometime in January. And we invited everybody to come around, and I pointed out that this was a great improvement in our situation because people in the Montrose Ridgeway area who may have been interested in KVNF, but were not up to driving the 100-mile round trip to come up to Paonia to participate, could now do so right there in Montrose. I must say I was very well received, and at the end of my spiel, they gave me a standing ovation, and I can tell you that it really gets to you when 650 people will stand on their feet and applaud. So it was really quite complimentary, and I was very flattered by it. But I was pleased that I had this opportunity to talk about KVNF to such a large potential audience.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the movie. It's called Felix.
It's called Felix, and it's going to play here in Paonia this Thursday and Friday, I believe. It's a movie that was made by Allison Otto, who does documentary films. And it was made some time ago. I forget exactly when it was. She came over here and made it. And it starts with showing me in my home preparing my stop time program, you know, getting records and out and everything, preparing a script for the program. And then the second part of it is me sitting at the in the studio at the board broadcasting the program. And I and she and part of it she fortunately filmed me when I was giving the station ID, so you know what I'm talking about, where I am, and what I'm talking about.
Well, it sounds like a great movie, and that's going to be at the Paradise Theater for the Mountain Film Fest this weekend on Thursday and Friday. Felix Belmont, thank you so much for coming by.
You're most welcome, and I do hope that as many as possible of our people up here in the North Fork will come to the Paradise Thursday or Friday to see this. It's worth seeing.
In news from Summit County, the Breckenridge Town Council has voted to remove a popular art installation that has drawn tourists from around the world, but whose popularity disturbed residents living nearby. According to the Summit Daily, citing public safety concerns, the Breckenridge Council voted to remove the wooden structure known as Isaac Heartstone, a 15-foot wooden troll that sits about a mile up the Wellington Trail in Breckenridge. The troll was originally built for a summer arts festival that ended in August. Since then, the troll drew large crowds of visitors and sightseers. The throngs of tourists have caused numerous problems for the residents nearby, including illegal parking, littering, and a severe loss of privacy. The residents voiced their complaints to the council, which originally decided to keep the troll through the winter and reevaluate the situation next year. But council members decided to have the installation taken down, citing safety concerns. The Breckenridge Creative Arts Organization paid Danish artist Thomas Dombo $40,000 to create the troll. While council members said they didn't want to discourage the group, they also felt like the sculpture is now presenting public safety issues and has run its course. Council members called this a learning experience. A definitive date for removing the troll was not announced. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 14th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back.